Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Massive Russian strikes in Ukraine hit close to home for SGA partners. Then, hosting refugees carries a price tag, but also gospel opportunities for believers in Lebanon. The story coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Russia, where yesterday they launched their largest attack on Ukraine so far this year. Almost 700 drones and dozens of missiles. 18 people were killed and over 100 wounded. One building destroyed was not a military target, but rather a church in Zaporozhye. Yet Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mox says the church lives on through the people of God. He was in Zaporozhye recently visiting ministry partners.
Church leaders and pastors there traveled to multiple villages. So we're in an area called the Gray Zone, which is about 20 miles away from the front lines, close enough that we could hear the rumble of explosions in the distance, and close enough that the people lived in terror.
For these pastors, going to the mission field looks like putting on literal body armor along with the spiritual armor of God. But Mox says they counted the cost.
These pastors were there because they could not live with the thought that someone could perish apart from the gospel, and so they come.
As the war drags on, embattled Ukrainians are struggling for hope.
Generations are being impacted by this. So pray, first of all, that the believers would not be discouraged, that they would not be indifferent or lose heart, that they would remain faithful.
Next, a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon was set to begin last night. But will Iran's proxy, Hezbollah, abide by that agreement? Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center says Lebanon and Israel's direct talks this week, mediated by the U.S., were good news for the Lebanese.
Hezbollah is kidnapping the country, and Iran is kidnapping Hezbollah, which means that Iran is in control of what's happening in Lebanon. So what the U.S. is trying to do also is to take away this card from Iran and give it back to the government of Lebanon.
The ceasefire could bring desperately needed respite. Since March 2nd, over 2,000 people in Lebanon have been killed by Israeli strikes against Hezbollah. Many were mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters, simply at the wrong place at the wrong time. Sharaya urges Christians not to accept war as normal, but instead to engage through prayer.
God is sitting on the throne, and God's hand is on the hearts of the kings and the presidents and the prime ministers. So please pray that the Lord will move their hearts for peace.
Find prayer points for the MENA Leadership Center and the full story at our website. And remember, prayer is the real battle.
You are moving the hand of God in the region.
And in a move that may ease pressure on war-torn Lebanon, Syrian refugees are increasingly returning to their homeland.
Lebanon cannot afford hosting such a large refugee population and care for its own people in great need.
Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says the country's infrastructure is at a breaking point.
Electricity, water, sewage, roads, everything is affected. Right now, with the extra harm caused by this recent war, and even having 20% of our population forced to find a place of refuge overnight, that's becoming very, very difficult.
Nearly 200,000 people have crossed from Lebanon into Syria since the war began. While 95% are Syrian refugees, the rest are Lebanese people looking for stability. Following Christ's example, Heart for Lebanon cares for those who remain, whether refugee or national. Melki says believers' unbiased care for desperate people leads to gospel opportunities.
There is a vacuum in their life. It can either be filled by people who give them a bag of food to control them and indoctrinate them, or it's our opportunity to come alongside with them and lead them out of despair into hope in Christ alone.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.